Hello, Claire Balding here, and when I'm not riding my horse Baxter, I'm listening to the Dunna Say That What podcast.
Dunna Say That What?
Howbeest, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 7 of the Dunna Say That What podcast. In our swanky new studio, even.
Studio.
It is marginally bigger than a shoebox, so.
Studio.
This week sponsored by Monster Aussie Lemonade, and that's not a slang term for piss, because that's Foster's. Joining me as always is currently disgraced former producer Dan Biles, producer Nick, and the inflexible Rob Biles.
What up, y'all?
Good evening.
All right.
How are we all? It's our first time together in what feels like forever.
I think it was episode 2 the last time we were together.
Potentially.
Could well be.
Yeah, we've finally got back together and there hasn't been a single technical hiccup this evening. So
that's because Dan did a lot of the setting up prior to the
show.
We are banned from Omegle.
Already. Yeah, we're... That little tease that we had that we were going to do a special, that's straight out the window.
I have to go back to the remote setup for an Omegle special now.
If we diversify our IPs, they'll never catch us.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on?
Time for some sly news as always.
I think Nick's going to kick us off this week.
I am, yeah. So here we go. IT equipment specialist to move to new Telford premises as part of expansion.
Wonder who that could be. Man who had an extremely hot curry complains that his arsehole was really sore the next day. He told Panera and Hand magazine, "I couldn't afford the bill, so the chef bummed me."
Happy Ramadan as well to all our listeners. After being prescribed to take 2 tablets daily for a debilitating penile condition, Richard Sweat has now been banned from curries.
Colourblind man says the diagnosis came right out of the green.
Toenail cutting contest suspended after one of the entrants' dangly balls caused a mass walkout.
That's definitely written after me, isn't it?
Pro bono is a Latin phrase that means for the public good, and is used to describe legal work that is done for free or at least a reduced rate. Some people might mistake pro bono for pro bono, which is not a legal term and has a completely different meaning.
Over-the-counter drug for confused lesbians will be available from quarter 3, says American government. There will be an estimated 60,000 patients taking trixacoc again.
Tricox again.
MP lends support to LGBTQIA plus community, but tells hermaphrodites to fuck themselves.
Authorities tell pioneering scientist John Tickle that he can't breed an eel with an eagle. Robert Simon Peter Christopher Anderson, founder of the RSPCA, confirmed that such breeding is illegal.
Chris Jackham told Barge Pulling Monthly that he's gone 6 months without looking at pornography and hopes to go the whole year. He said, "It'll be tough to achieve this milestone, but I'm confident I can pull it off."
Do gypsies wear spectacles? Ponders local barber.
Loose elastic can't keep trousers up.
Man who confused jacuzzi and yakuza finds himself in hot water with Japanese mafia.
After taking a poll, 100% of people were annoyed that their tent had fallen down.
Producer Nick's best man confirms his speech will end with eggs, cinnamon, bread and maple syrup. It will be a French toast.
Very good.
Other back, calendar creators confirm that 9 months isn't really that long. It just feels like a maternity.
Whale song is still the most popular music to relax to. However, seal is the only aquatic mammal to score a number one.
Brilliant rapper. Chris Packham has told Wear and Wounds magazine that even though he has fat balls, he can't believe that local birds are noshing his neighbour's nuts.
Archaeologist confirms the reason the pyramids are in Egypt is because they were too heavy to carry to the British Museum.
Oh, fuck off, Nick. Well, no, but it's landed on me, hasn't it? Asian stereotype accents are really, really razy.
Diarrhea is a genetic trait, claims man who doesn't understand jokes.
MC Hammer's pitch on BBC's Dragon Den has apparently gone down very poorly with the dragons. At one point, one of the dragons was given the baggy trousered cunt of ferocious tongue lashing about his idea for a company that sold blowers at a bargain price. He was at this point, MC Hammer decided to stand up for himself and stop. Bannatyne.
And that's our news this week. I think this week feels a bit like spot the Wikipedia entry. Was it the pro bono one?
So I took a different tact. I'm going to try and mix it up a bit, and that was Reply GPT on Twitter.
Oh.
Replied to someone that about someone. I think it's that Mike. What's his fucking name on GB News? The GB News or
Harry?
He's the one that's like. He was the one that claimed you could grow concrete. That fat fucking cunt. So he's been in a spat with James O'Brien.
Shocker.
And people are telling James O'Brien he should sue him for libel. And he put something about having consulted learned friends about the legalities. And
it was pro bono.
And Reply GPT had got onto him.
Great stuff. Good news about the Tricox again as well, isn't it? For the
even though I fucked it up.
Is it free?
I reckon it probably will. Well, America, it's not, is it? On our NHS, it would be.
Nah, you'd still have to at least pay the prescription charge.
That's true.
Otherwise, you're stealing from the needy, which is only good if it's directly from there.
Nick, would you pay to try Cox again?
Is there a right or wrong answer to that?
You decide. Well, no, you tell us and we'll decide.
Whichever way you go, you're going to be wrong.
Yeah, it's like that one, isn't it? In a room of like 100 dicks, how many would you choke on?
and how many would that be?
Magic number. I've seen Nick down a pint of Guinness. He's got no gag reflex.
Martin McGuinness.
Oh! I'm off at the minute on dad duties. And we went to Costa today and a guy that sounded like that spoke to us about how beautiful our daughter was. And I never wanted him to get further away from my kid.
So this is a new feature. It's called Spazzy Graphics. So as many of our beliefs probably belong in the Stone Age, we are a forward-thinking podcast in terms of technology. And this week we've had a play with AI tools again. After the success of our 5-minute podcast. I think the success of that was because it was 5 minutes.
It corresponded exactly where our usual drop-off occurs.
So I've had a bit of a play with the graphics tool this week, and I've built some pictures using a common phrase that you would hear on the podcast. So would anyone like to take a quick guess at the first one, which is our trial one?
I mean, that's clearly 65 upper road, mainly, isn't
you
it?
Said it. So that's that's one. So it's a house on a hill and
lovely house,
very nice. Yeah.
I'd like that.
It's on fire.
It looks like it's got some sort of issue.
It's
going
a raging inferno going on inside.
So we've got a few here to play with. So the second one here, I don't want to say too much because it might give you some. Oh, what have we done? It's the third one now.
Kev's using a mouse left-handed, so it's counterintuitive.
Completely. This is the spazzy bit of the
what is
of
going
the graphics.
On? Graphics are absolutely fine.
Okay, this is number two now, so it's a slight one. Dan's going to do
this
the mouse.
This is audible.
We'll put the pictures up on the timeline for everybody at some point in the next couple of months. So this is a picture of Well, would somebody like to describe it so then I'm not giving anything away? What can you see?
There's four astronauts, I think.
I think the one's just got a ski helmet and goggles on, isn't it?
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the future of space travel. Civilians. He's going to SpaceX.
I mean, this guy's been doing some sanding.
Now, see, we're on the right lines now. We're on the right lines. You're sort of working this through.
This is DIY in space. We've never discussed DIY in space. It's not that.
But there's legs in that as a concept. Let's sell that to the BBC.
Get Tommy Walsh up there.
And don't bring him back. Fucking leave him stranded, orbiting the Earth.
Tommy Walsh and Handy Andy.
That's it.
A couple of 90s cunts, if ever you've seen them, aren't they?
The space element is the decoy here. I haven't put anything to do with space in. It's just put lots of space on there.
Like AstroTurf fitters. It's got confused.
PPE.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, this is the pinnacle of PPE. This is PPPE.
Oh, extraordinary. Wow.
So, yeah, that's Neil from Shropshire Ground Control in his PPE.
Amazing.
So, the next one. So, we've got four gentlemen here.
These are all the ways you can enjoy mango lassie, I reckon.
It is to do with mango lassie, but it's the person drinking them. I think he's already been referenced in the Sly News section.
It's how Chris Packham drinks. That's not MC Hammer.
It's a presenter.
This cunt down here looks...
It's John Tickle.
Yes, it is. It's John Tickle drinking a mango lassie.
We need to find out who this cunt is.
This fucker here looks like Harry Kane. John Tickle, wow.
Drinking a mango lassie.
John Tickle's fucking buff, man.
It's stacked, isn't he?
It's all the mango lassie.
Mango lassie.
It is. Good protein content.
Yeah. So the next one, we've got four pictures here.
Big giveaway on image number four.
That's it. We've got what looks like a some sort of jazzy coffee machine. It's definitely...
Has that got tubes on it? Has it got fucking amp
No,
tubes?
That's Soccer AM.
Not for much longer.
More on that, possibly, at some point.
Yeah, presumably this is to do with Diggler's Bargain Blowers.
That's correct.
If you went steampunk, is this?
He's still wearing a top hat.
I think we've got two more now.
This one's got a bath, some balls.
Okay,
cutting toenails.
That's a good start. Yes, it is.
Nick's cutting toenails over the bath.
Nick's balls floating in the bath.
Is this why we've been banned from Omegle?
This was on Discord, actually, as well, so it's probably something to do with it. And then this finish up.
So just Lord Sugar and four pandas.
And none of them are in water, so I'll have to discount them when trying to sign up to Discord.
So this one was Lord Sugar getting bummed by a panda. Something we haven't mentioned.
So presumably for Rob to sign up to Discord, he needs to select the one that's got Lord Sugar getting bummed by a panda. Why has this one got boots on? Yeah. He's got studs.
Got five aside later.
He wear black and white. Scored a goal.
Very good.
That's brilliant.
So we'll try and make it a more listener-friendly feature in future.
I Lord Sugar.
We won't though.
Lord Sugar looks like the ultimate like comic book villain. Yeah, and in reality, he's just the ultimate villain.
That's like DC Lord Sugar, that is, isn't it? Brilliant. There we are then. Thanks very much for playing.
Well done, Kevin.
Shit, Ted. Shithead. You're a real piece of shit.
A bit of bonus shitheads this week as well. We've gone for a double feature.
Pro bonus.
Pro bonus. A link as always. We've gone for the customary... We haven't got a Diggler's Dozen this week. We've got the 10. Just the 10 this week.
Around 10. Which, when Dave does it, it's around 10.
We've probably had covered some of these before, but it'd be nice to see if your opinions have changed on them.
Doubt it.
Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm just going to say it's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's every chance, isn't there?
Our friend from the RSPCA, what was his name? Richard. Stephen. Yeah, he's just not a fan of him.
No.
Shithead, okay. Hotel botherer, Henry. Henry.
I don't think Lenny Henry's a shithead.
He seems like a top bloke, and obviously we're just coming off the back of another Comic Relief. And you know what? He's a shithead because he always makes me fucking upset and cry. And he had sex with Dawn French.
He did spend many years waking up at the crack of dawn.
After a great night's sleep.
Or his money back.
Why they didn't use that as a slogan. Wake up at the crack of dawn with Lenny. At the Travelodge. Right, okay, Jasper Carrot.
I've got a lot of love for Jasper Carrot. A lot of my youth was spent listening to Jasper Carrot tapes.
Cassettes, yeah. I remember you were very big, funny. Big into Jasper Carrot. I seem to remember you having a double cassette case with own recorded Jasper Carrot.
Yeah, bootleg. Yeah. Bootleg home recordings.
The VHS library, is that one?
No.
Cassette.
Oh, sorry, cassette. Yeah, audio. Yeah. Ah, right.
Which I'm slowly building up a vinyl collection of Jasper Carrot records as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, very funny.
Depending on your age as well is how you know him. Like, if you're sort of our age, it's more sort of Canned Carrot and the TV shows. If you're a bit younger, it's Golden Balls.
Golden Balls.
That's it. Golden Balls if you're younger.
Or just by being Lucy Davis's dad.
Yeah.
Who's Lucy Davis?
Dawn from The Office.
Oh. Didn't know that.
She also woke... No, we were done.
She has
Is
the crack of dawn.
Is this the link that's going through?
These are all people who have woke up at the crack of dawn. Ronnie O'Sullivan, a man who...
Is definitely a shithead,
yeah,
isn't he?
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
Undeniably talented at snooker.
But with that comes to total shithead.
But he is a shithead. And his dad's a shithead. Was it his dad? His dad was
Jasper
in Nick, wasn't
he? Yeah, his dad was in Nick. Yeah.
Not like John Terry's dad, though. What was he in Nick for?
These have never been in me.
They have. How many cucks could you?
Adrian Childs.
He's
no diva.
He's fat head, hasn't he?
He's
not anymore. He's kicked the drink on the head, hasn't he? But yeah, he's a.
Don't do that. You'll knock it over. Make a right mess. He's a shithead. Baggies fan.
Yeah, and. He somehow managed to blag a job as a sports presenter for a period of time in his life. Did he came off? Was it the Money Show he was on? And then all of a sudden, his Match of the Day too, and then getting like the England jobs.
Shithead.
He's the ultimate grifter. I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go, shithead.
He's kind of like the Alan Partridge of the real world, isn't he? He'll just take any TV job that comes up. He'll put the first thing in. Lee Sharp.
I'm going to he seems like a top bloke.
Sharpie Shuffle.
I've heard him on interviews and stuff. He's, consummate storyteller.
At the fan club.
Yeah.
Met with him every Christmas.
Yeah. Lots of teenage girls.
Signing their chest.
Obviously French for the sharp as well. I should add that. Somebody else who was very sharp as well, William Shakespeare.
Was he sharp because he was a spear?
it's hard to tell, isn't it?
He's a shithead for making me do like
study Hamlet.
Yeah, like all that garbage.
I thought you were a cigar smoker. Right? And that is happening.
Yeah. He has 12 a night.
How many cigars would you choke on?
Oh.
Have we told the story about Nick sending me a cigar to my work email address? It was a shit. He sent me an email with the photo of Dave on it today. And,
your work email?
No, just to my normal email, but he caveated with, there's no poo this time.
That was a monster turd as well, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was wider than the pan.
It was like the picture. It was like that picture of the girl eating the Magnum.
It's in that the picture of the woman like carrying the bedpan down the corridor in the hospital. It was, like, it was about that one.
It was on a par. Shit. It was on a par.
It was shit.
Fucking chunk of petrified wood.
We're still on William Shakespeare.
We are, yeah. He'd appreciate this. He was a wordsmith. I've got no opinion on him.
I've been to Stratford.
I don't know him.
Been to Stratford-on-Avon. It's nice. Nice place.
On the Globe Theatre. And he was good in Star Trek, wasn't he?
And singing the themes, the wrestling themes. He's just a sexy
boy. But your car.
Amazing.
It's a shame we can't have that just to play us out this week. Fair use. Can you just shout fair use over it?
I'm reading up on fair use for our wrestling thing. Are we doing it next week, possibly?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reading up on fair use.
Spoilers. Exclusive.
If anyone, any of our listeners are familiar with copyright laws, let us know what we can get away with.
There's a show in America where like a guy goes around trying to improve businesses. And there's an episode where...
Secret Millionaire.
Ramsey's.
Ramsey's Kitchen. And what he does to this coffee shop in LA is he gets the guy to call it fake Star... not fake Starbucks. He gets it to call, like, crap Starbucks, basically. And he just puts crap in front of every item menu, but copies their menu.
Amazing.
All the way around. I can't remember what my point was, but...
It's like
We've got a few
local shops by us, like, one of which is called Singsbury's. Which is just fantastic, and it's just completely ripped off the signage and everything.
Jahoot's Pharmacy in Birmingham. Fantastic. It's got the blue writing and the same font.
Yeah, and we're launching a supermarket later this year that's Spazda.
Very good.
So, yeah, shithead. Charles Darwin, the monkey botherer.
Is this the fella that reads the autobiographies on Big Fat Quiz?
He's very good, him. Charismatic guy. Charles I mean...
His shopping centre's crap.
Yeah, there's no fucking shops in it. Would we be where we are today if...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't invent evolution, he discovered it.
He just theorised it.
He's like, that monkey looks a bit like that person, which, to be fair, you could class as racist. He'd be cancelled in this day and age, wouldn't he?
Well, I think he was pretty questionable as well. I think there's a lot of shit about him. I would research this, but this tablet's not connected to the internet.
Thanks, Dave.
Moving on. Richard Hammond, someone who's also familiar with car crashes.
Shithead.
He's not a real hamster.
I can't stand any of them three. Fuck them all.
But he has been eaten by Freddy Starr.
That takes a very certain age group of our listenership. So four of us will get it.
All four of us will get it. Shithead.
Yeah, yeah, shithead.
Okay, and then his big sister, Alison Hammond.
No, she's not a shithead, is she? She's hilarious.
Let's just go back, though. Have we ever talked about the size of Richard's cock? Because he calls it the Hammond organ. But Alison Hammond, shithead.
Does anyone know the connection? Has anyone worked the connection out?
All Midlands, aren't they?
Midlands.
They are, yeah.
They're all shitheads.
They're all shitheads.
a couple of notable omissions from the Midlands list. Beverly Knight. Wolverhampton sweetheart. Susie Perry.
Yeah.
Noddy Alder.
Noddy.
Well, yeah, we've had him before, haven't
Susie
we?
Susie Perry's a Noddy. Old my Noddy, anytime she wants.
One of Sam and Mark. I couldn't tell you which one, but one of them.
The freelance police.
Yeah,
he's from Darlaston, isn't he?
I think so.
One of
One Direction.
One Direction, yeah.
Who now sounds like he's from like Ireland /
I was going full Mid Atlantic, yeah. Yeah.
Two of One Direction were on it, but I wasn't sure if you wanted me to put them in, so I didn't. Harry Styles and Liam Payne. Liam Payne's, like, I think, Stoke, or the other way around.
Wolverhampton. Yeah. He occasionally drinks in the Shrew.
In the Shrew.
Yeah.
Mad. Madness.
And when I say occasionally, I know people have seen him there once.
He spunked one up Cheryl, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who I saw him play a few months ago, and she was very good. She cannot do any voice other than her own.
Hey.
The character has to be very Geordie.
He's a lollipop.
Thanks very much. Trigger of the week. Time to see what's been getting on your tits this week, lads. Time for some triggers. Are we going to start positive or are we going to start
negative? Let's be positive, and then we can very quickly resort to the bad shit. Anyone got any rates?
Jim Cornette, the Jim Cornette experience.
Okay.
So I've not listened to his podcast, but I get the clips on YouTube where they must break it down into small bits, like a little video. It must be from all the sort of Boots and Cats I've been watching on TikTok. The algorithm's working its thing, but he just says how it is and how he'd book things differently. And I'll save it for the wrestling special that we've got coming up. The WrestleMania special.
Which was suggested by a listener, and we're going to follow through on that.
Yep, thanks very much.
Not the
for
podcast
feedback,
idea, we're just going to shit all over him.
After WrestleMania.
Yeah, we will review WrestleMania next week.
Yeah, WrestleMania that is happening the weekend of the 2nd of April, we will be reviewing.
Yes.
For a timestamp of where we are.
Anyone got a network password they can share with me? Oh, but, sorry. Big Vince wouldn't like that, would he?
There's also, you don't have to go to the network, you can just go on Noodle Videos.
Noodle Magazine, I think
Noodle
it was.
Sorry, I forgot you've been frequenting it since. But it's definitely up there. So we can watch that and then watch the autoplay videos afterwards.
Oh, God.
Any other positives this week, or are we on to the negatives?
I mean, I'll rate the studio. That's fine.
Very nice.
Big old slap on my own back. Me and Nick been busy. I'll now rate Andy as well, Funge, because he's I don't know what his business is called these days, but he's done a great vinyl sticker for the wall.
He does do a great vinyl sticker for the wall.
Yeah, it's looking good.
It's gone very. I'm gonna just plug the studio. I think it's very. Yeah. Or rate the studio. Sorry, getting us topic ahead of ourselves. It's very, very good.
Bring it back in the plugs. We could do recouping some of the cost.
More on that shortly.
Any slates? Omegle. That's a good one, Starling.
Yeah, just getting immediately banned before we've even had a chance to whip our pieces out.
I mean, we didn't even have anything on screen. That's the weird thing.
Some of the things that we've ended up connecting to that are users that are still online.
I can only assume that our global spread is so good that it's got to the moderators of Omegle and they've gone, we don't want these guys terrorising our fucking user base.
You think Chavez and Chavanch have grassed us in?
Maybe they are the moderators.
I reckon it's just because we haven't got our cocks out. I reckon there's like a...
There's a tolerance.
An auto cock recognition function on Omegle, and because we didn't have them out.
I've never heard of that. Presumably, you'd have to have written the script for the auto cock recognition to know about it, right?
Also, on the topic of global spread, I think that's why we need to get back on Omegle, is so Nick can global spread his cheeks.
Spread his globe.
I'm going to rate, actually, we came up last weekend. I popped into the studio with my little lad, and then I was talking
He's
to him.
He's not talking about his penis.
It was little lad in my hand. No, he's definitely the man of the house.
Pissed through a boner last week, didn't he, Rob?
He did. Wasn't mine. just for the record. But no, we were talking about the weekend and that he had a nice time, and he said, yeah, we went up to Uncle Dan's office and we saw Big Nick.
That's his name for next week. Fuck his producer prefix off. Just Big Nick.
Well, it used to be Big Tasty, hadn't it? But, oh,
yeah. I forgot about that. The Strood and Big Tasty.
Shout out to Dan Rudd.
We need to get Rudd on a podcast.
He won't listen to it, though, because he might think he's unable to. He's got a mortgage.
Any other slates?
Just the Tories.
Decent.
There we go, man.
He's got sloppy.
And that's because I've been doing the drops for a week. Show us your plug hole. Time for the plug hole. Have we got some plugs this week, boys? I'm going to plug 8990. Come, click on it. Come and fucking give us some money to produce your podcasts, you cunts. Nick, despite what we say, Nick's actually a very good producer when I'm telling him what to do.
when he's being produced.
I'm producer Dan.
I'm going to plug Dan and Rob's mom for... Not the first time.
don't make me bring Arlene into this.
No, I'm going to plug her wallpapering skills that she's managed to... She's done a fine job in the 8990 studios. So there we go, second.
You're telling me that's not real brick?
It's not, Kev, no.
It is?
No.
So that's a good effort.
Some of it's Sharpie. Because despite Nick plugging her, she did fucking rip it up here.
Oh, I take it all back, bitch.
It's all right, Mum. He'll get what's coming to him. Silly cunt asked me to be his best man.
He'll rue that day.
I told Hayley a story that I'm including in the best man's speech over the weekend, and she went, "Jesus Christ,
God!"
And that's not even a bad one. We're playing semi badly on him, but you only have to look at him to know that he's capable of what happened in the story.
He ate an entire cheesecake.
Off Lisa Riley.
Global spread.
out of a belly button.
Out of a Ramadan.
The crack of dawn.
Out of a wool pack. Shit.
I just want to plug that there's still plenty of time for people to get involved in our fundraiser. So there's still an opportunity to become a majority owner in Diggler's Bargain Blowers.
Right on cue, Nick, well done.
We're merely double figures away from our target, so please get involved. We're going to www.justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Dunner-say-that-what. And make this bit a reality.
Interestingly, in terms of monetary value, we're double figures away. But in terms of percentage, we're still treble figures away, right?
Is 0% 100% away from 100%?
Yes.
Any other plugs, gentlemen?
Nah, come on. Oh, fucking, yeah, get Will Baskerville
up here. Yeah. So he's 100% committed to Spoiler Alert.
Is he?
And financially, you boys needing to be 100% committed. For Will, that will be his only commitment because he is a confirmed bachelor. And on the subject of fruits, what do you boys make of honeydew? Cantaloupe? Water?
Melon?
Well, check out melonstube.com.
Oh, fuck's sake. Click on it.
It's so base level now, isn't it?
Is Honeydew one of the Hebrew artists that works on there?
Honeydew.
Jewish fucking trolling it.
Jewish Honeydew tribute act.
You just spaff all over a hat and shades.
You have to fuck her through a sheet. So, folks, it's not back yet. So, Niels and Boone from the Knob have been in contact with me this week to confirm that there's still deliberation around Dan's score that's at the Scroobius panel. And as such, no further play can continue until that matter is resolved.
All right, then. Well, in that case...
Hang on.
Oh, okay.
While it's on hold, here's a rundown of the league table. So, currently, Nick is top with none played and no points. I'm second with none played and no points. Dan is in third, disputed with 1 point. And Kev bottom with one played and no points due to a failure to spell because of Neil at Shropshire Cunt Control.
Seeing as we've not got around this week, you will have heard the sound effect of me opening an envelope, which had been sealed for the Christmas special, but seeing as the lawyers prevented us from getting it out, thanks, Dan. I have got around an emergency round of Neil and O'Neill, if anyone wants to play.
Let's go for it.
Right, I found these.
This is off the record, though. This isn't official match play.
No, this is just
a friendly.
This is an international break.
Yeah.
There's no
testimonial.
There's no phone calls involved. What I'll do, I've got...
For Neil Redfern.
I think eight images to show you. And we'll have to put these up on the socials for people to play along at home. You'll have to try and work out which one I'm showing them.
Post them in no particular order.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the people can play at home, whether it's Neil or no Neil.
But we've already going to have played it.
But they're not going to know what image is what. They're only going to know how many Neils and how many
at this
no
point,
Neils.
Bring up our Instagram or social media or whatever. Find the post that has people that may or may not be Neil and play along.
That was the most over 30s like description of social media I've ever heard.
Instagram
or social media or whatever. That's like me describing social media.
I'm only 6 years your junior, mate. Two kids deep now, I'm fucked. So, without further ado...
Thanks, Kev.
Honey.
There might be one in here, actually. Neil or no Neil?
That's a Neil, isn't
that's
it?
Neil.
Correct, that's Neil deGrasse Tyson, which is Dutch for
Mike's
Neil
bullet.
Neil the Snitch Tyson.
Yeah, Stitches, planet boy.
Number two. Neil or no Neil?
Can't even say.
No Neil.
I want to say it's a Joseph, but I think it's the Technicolor Dreamcoat that's throwing me on the answer there.
I don't think that's a Neil.
Correct, no Neil. His name is Lahan Scarfpuff.
Wasn't that the manager on your copy of FIFA? Oh, no. Best not.
Neil or no Neil?
Neil.
That is one of Daft Punk in Phantom of the Opera. No Neil.
Neil from Rob, no Neil from Kev.
I'm going to go no Neil.
No Neil. No Neil, correct. He's Nancy the Great. Neil or no Neil?
Neil. Oh. That's why his jeans are worn through.
Oh, you spoilt the joke.
Maybe it was a bit obvious then.
So it is Neil. You may know him as Kanye or simply Ye. However, his name's actually Neil Down. Not advisable in those jeans. Neil or no Neil?
Can we frame that and put that one on the wall?
Certainly, I've got a spare frame.
Amazing. Well, it's
that's a deal.
Yeah.
I can't remember his last name.
No Neil. His name's Razor Your Dicks.
Razor Your Dicks Ruddock.
Motorola Razor Ruddock.
V3.
Hang on. Dave?
Neil or no Neil?
No, I think that's Purple Aki in a trackie.
What's his real name, though?
His real that's name's Purple point. Spacky.
Neil Aki. Nathan's dad.
Neil or no Neil?
Neil.
Actually, no, sorry. Who is this?
Neil.
That's Farmer Neil.
Neil Young.
No, it's Neil Old. He's 77.
Neil, it was either that or you could have made him out to be a nonce giving it to
you. Yeah, I did pause.
Dishing out orders. Neil Young.
Neil or no Neil?
No, Neil.
I don't think that's a Neil.
It's not a Neil.
He's nearly had a collision. And that concludes Nearly or No Nearly.
So keep a look out for that on the social inters. Or
I've
whatever
got to fucking find them now. Fuck knows where they are. I got them printed out in November.
Just take a photo of them.
We can just do it as a video. We can just get you holding them up and just and play along.
That's better.
On lollipop sticks.
Cool.
Do it as a Vine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't, but yeah.
Whatever the new one is. What do they call them? Tickle Tackles. John Tickle Tackle.
we'll stick them on Tic Tac.
They are mint.
Thanks for that anyway, lads. I'm glad it didn't get wasted.
I hope everyone's enjoyed this week's podcast. It's been a bit picture heavy, but we will try and put some of it at least on the socials so you have some idea of what we were talking about.
And on top of that, here's more pictures that we'll describe.
And now here's a round with pictures in it. Yeah.
Have these been shuffled?
No, not all.
Brilliant.
It's me again. So, first off, we've got... there's got to be a better way to let people know you love Dolly Parton. It's just the family wearing their I Love DP t-shirts. Very good.
They might not be Dolly Parton fans.
They might not. They might all. How does he do DP? Both in the
9 to 5.
Well, no, because you can get penetrated in the gob. And true. You can do double anal. I've seen it.
On what site?
Omegle.
go back through any of season 4 or 5 and you'll find them.
This next one, again, I put this in. It's some holiday-looking chap.
Is that Orlando Bloom?
Erling Haaland wearing a Coventry City shirt. So, and keep the theme of Coventry City related.
Alive and well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't know what his Arctic hat's all about. But just a big fan.
It's
big fan.
He's from up that neck of the
woods. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? I think this is me again. So this was Arthur Williams to the British Heart Foundation. Good tag team. I'm sending this message to complain about your donations. When you buy clothes, shoes or coats, you get these clothing for free, and yet you charge £30 plus for items. I feel like I should be refunded a lot of money in your stores over the years, and now it's cheaper to buy in proper retail shops. Please get back to me and Arthur Williams. So, yeah, taking issue with charity shops making money.
This feels like another Fenn Burner account.
Yeah, a little bit.
Tetrum. Cheers, DT.
Yeah, I might have been duped.
Poor Hom.
This was me.
Hang on, everyone. Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer's just arrived.
Saw this on the social internets. Don't tell me about windy mile per hour again. And we've got the 12 Weather Authority trash can wind meter. So the wind goes from lid flipped open, tipped over, in the neighbour's yard, down the street, or I've lost my trash can.
Amazing.
And on this particular broadcast, it's at tipped over status.
That also works for Shaggy's It Wasn't Me.
So this appeared on my work's intranet, and this fella is called Luke.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, he's always been interested in risk.
I do believe it.
That was my immediate thought.
He definitely looks as though he's at risk of gum disease with those.
He definitely looks like he's interested in downloading stuff off the dark web.
Yeah, that's his risk.
He's inherently risky. me again. So to your pizza rolls are ready. WrestleMania 2000 is ready to rock your N64. No school tomorrow, and you have permission to stay up late. You're 38 years old, and the year is 2023. This cut deep.
I think I saw this. I'm assuming I put this in late night feed again. So this is an image of what looks like Howard Moon putting a glove on.
Harold Boone.
To some big titty green bitch who Jess Dobkins, It's Not Easy Being Green, a jaw-dropping, show-stopping performance at several performance and queer arts festival in Toronto in 2009. Dobkins painted herself entirely green and lip-synced a Kermit the Frog song while her partner, dressed as Jim Henson, penetrated her with a glove fist in a new take on the classic ventriloquist act.
Take that, frog! We probably need to ask Taylor if she's seen this.
Once or twice.
This was me, so from last week's European qualifiers, Northern Ireland player, first name, second name, being interviewed post-game.
Amazing.
Come a long way from his FIFA 20 career builder option.
Got these advertised in my Facebooks the other day. It's from some T-shirts. So this one's called Forbidden Love from a company called Threadheads. It's a pineapple bumming a pizza. It says they're better together. The wild new movie from the writer-director of I'm Gonna Crumb and Pornocchio.
Do it, you Andy.
Oh, God.
From the same website, no man can stand against jiu-jitsu, the Hebrew fists of fury. He is ready for a Friday night shoot battle.
Certified
from
kosher.
From the Legion of Super Hebrews, certified kosher.
Amazing.
This is me as well. This is a difference between accuracy and precision. So it's a gunman holding a target. On the target is somebody holding someone hostage with a gun to their head. He's put all his bullets through the hostage. But if you scroll down a little bit, someone's then commented, in his defence, his eyes are blurry. this is Caesar Hasbulaqueta.
Amazing. That's fucking horrible.
Cursed image,
little fella.
Did I put this one in? Has anyone?
I'm not owning it.
Yeah, so Fesshole's always a good option to sort of find some interesting stories. Probably most of them are fake, but I like to think this one's real. This is a person who a year ago worked for switched to a four-day week, never told his wife. Each Friday, he hires out a small office where he plays football manager. He likes to pretend it's his manager's office, and he has conversations with players about disciplinary matters and contracts. Just living the dream.
Amazing.
Is that the real reason you got this space, Dan?
Yeah. No, I don't play football
Omegle,
manager.
But Omegle instead of football manager.
That's why we're banned.
Omegle manager.
You make a meagre living.
So go sell Shropshire this week. They've been selling a platform for decorating and or stairs, nice and sturdy. It looked really good. I think I've actually cut the bit out. That's actually the relevant bit in this. But if you go down all the way to the bottom, I've cut the bit out.
Well, no, because in the description, that's funny itself, where it's saying it is not properly built in the photos. Do not stand on it like this.
Amazing.
So I did tag Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy in it. I'm not sure if they're going to buy it. But they, it's there if they want it. £35.
So I put this in, and it's a picture of a budgie, and it says for sale, dead budgie, not going cheap.
Amazing.
Pretty birdie. Pretty birdie.
Again. So a headshot of Michael J. Fox, signed. But
it's signed by Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, exactly.
You put it together.
It is what you would expect it to be.
Certify that one.
As we saw in Sly News earlier, Shropshire IT service has moved premises, and we've had a exclusive look at the new sign outside the office that we're not allowed to say where it is for sponsorship reasons.
No, it's a perfectly reasonable caveat to our sponsorship agreement. But if anyone is interested, you can find it on the Shropshire Star.
the last one's Nick's fucking honking Photoshop attempt.
They get better.
I think it's very good.
Yeah, tip of the iceberg, this is.
Tip of the penis.
No, I had to Photoshop that out.
You know, the irony of that is that that is by no means a bargain blower.
No. Yeah. It's quite expensive.
But yeah, good work.
Back again next week. Feel like we've riffed well being back together. It's
definitely been different.
I'm really looking forward to the WrestleMania special that we're going to have next
possibly
week.
Possibly do.
No, we're definitely doing it. We don't need to write anything. We just talk about it. Nick may need to do some viewing. Dan, what's the flavour?
My bet is fucking kiwi and jizz.
The jizz really comes through at the end. It's like
heavy. That's why it tastes of fizzy. Get busy, get jizzy with fizzy.
Lift arriving at floor one. Four. Just keep it down, Dave. We know you're moving.
It's been in the paper and everything.
Rubbing it in now. Same time next week then, gents. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll maybe try and start a bit earlier.
Yeah, hopefully we won't fuck about with a Meggle so much.
Tatty, bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Didn't I say that what?
Your mum's got a football Twitter account and she's top of a fantasy league.
$65 for a Bailey.
Strawberry cheesecake.